Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help you rate
it. Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And hour number three, Felger and Maserati from our Tom Ford Tire Studios here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're brought to you by DraftKings, both on the radio side and the simulcast, where we beam across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. Why don't we do this early? Because it sets up the topic pretty well. Jimmy, the email of the day, please.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, let's do it now.
It's the Moncast email of the day.
Be on time, Felger.
Dear Felger, I really hate you.
I want to know the question, Felger.
And
I want to know.
I think Maz is a boob.
Send one to Felger at 98.5thesportshub.com.
Email today is protected by Mimecast, M-I-M-E, M as in Michael. Safeguard your organization against phishing, business email compromise, and risks of ransomware. Visit Mimecast.com. So when you send me emails, again, at Felger at 98.5thesportshub.com, you can't send me links. Mimecast won't let me open it. It blocks you, as it should. So if you're a business owner out there and you want full blockage of anything that might be nefarious, you don't want anyone to take down your internet or your email security and all of that, Mimecast is the people you want to go to. Got several of these emails. I'll just pick out three of them that believe and state that the Patriots are better off that they let Brady go 2 years ago and are in a better position now to succeed going forward because they let Brady go when they did. Subject line, Brady is mad because the Pats were right. The emailer's name is Matt McCarthy. I'm hoping it's not our guy. But Matt McCarthy says, I think Brady is really pissed off because the Patriots were right for not extending him. He only played 2 more years. I get he won a Super Bowl, but that wasn't going to happen if he stayed here. His retirement made the Patriots letting him go look a lot less stupid, and they now have a solid option at quarterback because Brady isn't here. Okay. Next one. Subject line. Brady proved Belichick was right.
Oof.
Brady's retirement proves Belichick was right to not give Brady the long-term commitment he wanted. At that point in his career, Brady's point of view was very me first. He didn't have any interest in the Patriots' future beyond him. Kraft and Belichick had to take the long view. And looking ahead, were the Patriots a championship team if they kept Brady? Probably. No, definitely not. Now, as Brady has shown by bailing on Tampa, he wasn't going to stick around for a retool or for a team that is at best a one-pump chump playoff team. I don't know what that means. A one-and-done playoff team. So what would have signing him accomplished? A PR win? Of him retiring as a Patriot and being a one-team player? Okay, cool. But that doesn't win games. Signed, Jim Kelly. Last one, Michael writes in. So Tom retired 2 years after leaving the Pats. The supposed colossal miss of not re-signing him, guys? Overstated and out of touch with reality. If they keep him with his crappy attitude, his increasingly overbearing needs and demands, and his decreasing investment in the development of the team, are they really better off than today? No, says Michael, the emailer. Not even close. He got lucky that the only team who wanted him happened to be loaded at critical positions and have a dreadful history, which meant he got to call the shots. If Brady got his wish and went to San Francisco, he and Kyle butt heads constantly, and it's Bill versus Tom redo. It worked out in Tampa, and good for him. But that's all it was, a flash in the pan. If Tom played to 45 like he always said, it's on New England for not being there. But quitting early? What is this, Adam Jones? Like Tom Brady's a quitter now because he didn't make it to 45?
Is it Adam in Dorchester?
But quitting early proves Tom Brady couldn't hack it. And that Bill and Bob were right to believe he wouldn't be there at 45. Bill won, Tom nothing. Signed, Michael.
I mean, you got to be a delusional idiot of the highest order if that's what you believe, considering how he played these last couple of years, and all you needed to do to make his happy, to make him happy, was to give him a real 2-year deal with real money, that Drew Brees deal. I will look. I said it at the time. I know now. Like, he was miserable in 2019. His attitude sucked. That was part of that whole breakup, and he could have been better about that. But if they got ahead of it, gave him real money and a real deal, he wouldn't have been like that.
So not even ahead of it, Murray. I mean, just. He was still asking for contract extensions. So if you committed to him, his attitude would have improved. It was his attitude was based on your contract offers. It wasn't like that came out of nowhere. It came out of your lack of commitment.
Right.
If you show him the commitment, even in those last couple of years when he started to drift, if you had recommitted to him, I think you get him right back. And I think that's, and you know it. And you know that was a good possibility of that happening. So when people carry on and say, well, his attitude sucked through the last couple of years, you wanted that for 2 more years? No. But you know it wouldn't have been that way if the team had recommitted to him.
Right, the team kept causing that attitude. Again, they could have fixed that.
God.
And so for this particular year, too, given the landscape of the AFC and how it broke, and if you had close to what you have with all the money that you spent to surround him with that talent, guess what? You're back in the Super Bowl. You get another one with him. I'm more convinced of that than ever, considering how he played these last couple of years.
I think these people got it backwards. I think the fact that it was only 2 years makes them look worse, not better. Like, to me, because, you know, you'd say, well, long-term commitment, it was only a 2-year deal. It's not like they had to give him a 5-year deal. Had they had to give him a 5-year deal, I think we all would have said, no, wait a minute. But he only played for 2 more. He played at a high level. You still could have drafted the next guy, whether it was Mac Jones or Davis Mills. You still could have drafted the next guy. He could have sat for a year under Brady, and you would have had all the same money to spend effectively this year as you had.
So they're not in a better spot.
I say no.
Okay. I'm going to allow the fact that they might be in a better spot from this point forward, going forward, because they have Mac Jones. And while I like Davis Mills, I do think Mac Jones profiles as a better player. That's why he's drafted in the first, and Mills is drafted in the third round. So that's a consensus opinion of the league, not just me. So they do presumably have the next guy. And if Brady had stayed, I don't know if they would have the next guy. I will allow that because I'm fair. I could twist it and say, well, but I'm not going to. I'll concede. They have Mac Jones now, and if Brady had stayed, they might not necessarily have Mac Jones. And so maybe you're in a better spot now from this point going forward because of it. But you have the rest of it wrong. I mean, to say that they had no shot to win a Super Bowl if Tom Brady had stayed is just patently wrong. Why? Because they didn't have cap space? I mean, do you understand that in 2020, the Cam Newton year, where Bill Belichick was bellyaching about not having any money,
right?
They were $19 million under the cap. Do you know the reason they had so much cap space last offseason? Is because they rolled over $19.5 million. Look it up. And this is where, you know, the salary cap thing, it's not just my singular obsession, like I had a tinfoil hat on. I know it too well. I'm too good with it. I'm too well versed in it. That's why anyone who argues with me on the salary cap gets destroyed, because I know it too well. And I know the facts too well. Look it up. The Patriots rolled over $19.5 million from 20 to 21. That's part of the reason they had so much space. So if they wanted to spend in 2020 in Brady's first year here, they could have. Do you know that they franchised a guard? Remember they gave Joe Tooney the franchise tag?
Almost yep. $15
million. That's just under $15 million in real money guaranteed. Do you know that in 2020 they also advanced Stephon Gilmore $7 million? They had the money in the room to do what they wanted in 2020. Never mind 2021 when they had a ton of room. So between those 2 years, they could have brought Brady back and let Tooney go and not given him the franchise tag. Or they could have brought Brady back and not advanced Stephon Gilmore. Maybe you lose Stephon Gilmore. I'm just telling you, there was a lot of flexibility in there, a lot more flexibility than the team is trying to spin it now. The team wants you to believe that they're in a better spot now because they let Brady go because the cap ramifications would have been too onerous. And as usual, it's just not the fact. They rolled over $19.5 million from 20 to 21. Look it up. Text Miguel. Text whoever you got to text. They will. It's on SpoTrack. They rolled over a ton of money from 20 to 21. So I think they were up against some sort of real money budget, which is what it almost always is.
Well, because of COVID.
Or whatever. Yeah, COVID. Or they had spent, you know, on Antonio Brown and a lot of different pieces. So they had spent real money. So my guess is they were up against some sort of real money budget, which fine, I accept. So I'm telling you, 2020 still would have been something of a transitional year. So they're not a Super Bowl contender in 2020. But between the savings they could have had in 2020, the money they had to spend in 2021, you're still having a really good free agent year last year. As I've told you before, maybe you're not getting Janu Smith and Hunter Henry. Maybe you got to pick one of the two. And maybe you're not getting Bourne and Aguilar. You're picking one of the two. But you would have had more than enough room for in 2021 to field a real good team around Tom Brady. And if Tom Brady got in the contract, he would have been reinvested. And he'd be able to finish his career where he wanted in New England. He'd be all in. You'd be all in. And you would have contended for a Super Bowl last year. And that's just... I mean, I'm sorry. The salary cap stuff is a joke. But the team, I can already tell. I was listening to Beadle and Zoe today. Did Thornton write something on Barstool that they would have been capped? So that's how I know. Because as we know, has also been established, the Barstool guys just shill for the teams. Okay? So when Thornton's writing that, it's like, okay, well, here we go. The team wants you to believe that they did the right thing letting Brady go because they wouldn't have had the money to build the team the way they built the team. It's just not the fact. It's just false. It's wrong. It's as it usually is. It's an ownership excuse. And that's so they would have contended in the interim. Now, if you want to tell me they wouldn't have drafted Mac Jones, they wouldn't have been in a position to draft Mac Jones, I'll concede that. If Tom Brady's here in 2020, they're not a Super Bowl team, probably not, because, again, they would have to transition the roster that year.
You have more wins. You beat the Seahawks, Broncos, Bills,
okay,
and Texans.
Fine. You're a 10-11 win team. I think you're a playoff team, but you're drafting in the mid-20s. And so you can't draft Mac Jones if he's going in the teens. Fine. Now you don't have Mac Jones, and now we're sitting here. Who's the next guy? Did you draft Davis Mills? Did you draft someone else in the mid-rounds? Jimmy Garoppolo is a free agent. Are you bringing Jimmy Garoppolo back this offseason after Tom Brady moves on? Like, you still have to recreate history. I think I'd rather have Mac Jones in those options going into his second year. So are you in a better spot now? Maybe. Maybe. But don't tell me you wouldn't have been able to do something with Tom Brady here the last couple of years. That's just a lie. It's not true. It's not accurate. All right, so there's that topic. Your thoughts on it right after these words.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Maz.
I'm not even going to look it up because I'd rather just deliver that to you.
Facts be damned.
Yep.
Make the shirts.
Yep.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Phil, I've really noticed, you know, watching the Pats, you're playing a whole bunch of young guys, you know, and I know that you've always been able to find these young guys that could play earlier in their career. Are most of them playing because you like them, or some of them playing because you have to play them in the world we're living in?
Yeah, well, you're right, Charlie. We're playing more young players than we played in the past. We had a combination of reasons. We were pretty heavily invested in our team in the past few years, and you know, from a salary cap standpoint, we didn't have much flexibility at all. I think that was obvious on the Cam Newton contract. So we had some opt outs. So we lost some players there that would normally, you know, have been given a significant amount of play time. And then, like every year, you know, a couple guys are banged up, and you know, we've missed some, you know, missed some guys here and there in certain games. So, but I think when you combine it all together, there's opportunity there, and some of that opportunity has gone to younger players. And again, because of our cap situation, and in this particular year, it's really, this is kind of the year that we've taken to, I would say, adjust our cap from the spending and that we've had, you know, in accumulation of prior years, that we just haven't been able to have the kind of depth on our roster that we've had in some other years, and that's provided more opportunity for younger players. So it's a combination of all the reasons.
Still belly aching about the cap. 2020, I'm sorry, Charlie Weiss, the Cam Newton year. So they've been on that for a while, and there's a side benefit to them saying that they had no cap space. And again, I think it was a hard money thing. So we're sort of parsing words. I do think there were budget issues in 2020. I just think they were cash, not cap, as usual. That's more important. And I think they had spent real cash on the roster in the, you know, years leading up to that. So they had cap space. They may not have had cash. They may have had a hard cash budget number that they weren't going over. And I think it's entirely possible. And the pandemic could have been tied right into it. This is a lost year. It's a transition year. We're not going to lose, you know, money hand over fist on a season where we're not going anywhere and there's no fans in the stands. So, like, I think that's closer to the bone, which is also fine. I get it. But I think they partly get to blame Brady for the problem, too. We had to pay him. We had to pay Antonio Brown. We had to pay Mohamed Sanu. We had to do all these things to keep Tommy happy and spend all that money. And so now we don't really have anything. And I think that's a very deep undercurrent, but I bet it's in there somewhere.
Oh, for sure. He's an easy target for them on that one. You know, we had to keep Tom happy, so that created a problem for us.
So, all right, so Brady stays. You don't have Mac Jones. But I don't think you're high and dry at the position. You could drafted someone in the mid rounds in the interim and developed him as Brady was playing out his last 2 years. Or you could have had no plan and just be here now this offseason with no Mac Jones, but Garoppolo on the table. That's an easy, you know, return. Okay. Never mind Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, and Deshaun Watson. Also out there and potentially available and you in the mix for him. So, I don't know. I think in hindsight, at the time, I thought they were right to let Brady go. So, you know, I was wrong too. I want to keep pointing that out. At the time, I said, let him go and turn the page. But now in hindsight, there was a middle path there that they easily could have taken and been in roughly the same spot and contended in the interim.
Yeah, and just quickly, look, I get that, you know, Jones went at 15. They would not have picked at 15. So if they're right on Jones, then, you know, we can certainly look at it down the road and say, well, they wouldn't have gotten Mac Jones. Tampa won the Super Bowl, though, and did take a quarterback in Kyle Trask.
Exactly.
Okay,
let's see what he becomes.
Right, exactly.
In the second round, that could have been you too.
Right, so the point is that you can still have Brady on the roster, draft a guy, keep him on the roster for the first year, develop him, and then put him in. Because that's what Tampa did.
All right, your thoughts. Adam and Sturbridge. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, guys. This is for Jim. I would have loved to see Brady respond to Belichick suggesting that he made Brady, with a post pointing out that actually Brady made Belichick. He should have posted, thanks, Bill. I also watched you grow from your humble beginnings in Cleveland to the greatest coach of all time with the Patriots. Much love, Tom.
Adam, great point.
That'd certainly give us another couple of days.
I mean, Brady's counter to Bill would be, it's great to see what you became after your rough years in Cleveland and how you ended up as one of the greatest coach in NFL history. Pointing that out would be the counter to that.
Well, and this is really what's at the core of the whole thing.
Because that's what Bill did today.
Yes.
That's what Bill did last night.
Yes. They're fighting over who takes credit for Tom's career and, you know, and ultimately all the achievements. And the reality is they needed each other.
Or you say something along the lines of, had you not made that, and I understand it was a difficult decision, but to stick with me in 2001, who knows where your career would have led or something to that effect.
Attaboy, Murray. The more cryptic, the better.
Miles in Texas. Hi, Miles.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about, I think just looking at the last year of the Bucs is just a good example of, you know, why you really do need a good coach and a good quarterback, not to win one Super Bowl, but to have a franchise. So it's, you know, like Brady, I think, was able to win that Super Bowl because of just sheer, you know, determination to stick it to Bill and the organization. But I mean, once you look at this year, I think that's a huge part of the frustration for Brady and why he couldn't retire with the Patriots. If you look at, you know, just how each team handled Antonio Brown and
yes.
things like that, you know, like that's not how you're going to win consistently over a long period of time. So I think all of that just kind of goes to Brady being pissed about not retiring. But I mean, I think.
Yes, no, I'm going to stop you there. I think that's largely accurate. The reason Brady got to six was Bill.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm not saying Bill is more important. I'm just saying
the mix gives you sustainable dominance that they had over the two decades.
To do it for 20 years. You got to run a tight discipline ship. It's got to be hardworking, and it's got to be that kind of all the foundation has to be there. And Bill gave him that foundation. So I mean, as we're finding out, you can have the brilliant quarterback, but if
you get one, maybe two,
you slip through every now and then. But you do it over a long period of time and do it consistently. You need that other thing, and Mahomes is going to find that out, and Brady found that out this year in Tampa, and etc. So yeah.
Oh, they needed each other. They absolutely did.
To get to six.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
To get to six, they needed each other. Sean in Maine. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, guys. Do you think Belichick was being petty or that it was somehow a sideways dagger towards Tom and Bill's press release? And he said, Tom, in quotes, Tom was professional on and off the field and carried himself with class, integrity, and kindness. In regards to Tom not mentioning anything to England, struck me as odd given the 2 days to put out his response and the public reaction to Tom's initial Instagram post.
So you think the allusion to his character off the field was a shot at what?
A shot that the fact that that Brady didn't mention anything New England.
No, I didn't draw that connection.
Me neither.
No, I didn't draw that
me
connection.
Either. I'm all for reading into stuff, but
yeah, to me the lines that stuck out were I drafted. I mean, he made a point of putting that in there. And again, the humble beginnings.
Yeah, I drafted the guy. And when he got here, he sucked. And he turned into the greatest player in NFL history. Like that. Once we got past that portion of the thing, it was fine. It was straightforward, good praise. But it did start out with, I drafted him. And remember, when he got here, he sucked. And now he's the greatest player in NFL history. So how do you think he got there, folks? That's how he started his tribute to Tom Brady. Clem in Chelmsford. Go ahead, Clem.
Yeah, so all this talk about the continuity of playbook and a playbook that was pedestrian at best even before Brady left is kind of bothersome. You know, you can't be like a run first, pass short offense, throwing into tight windows when he's sort of like Chad Pennington. So I hope the next offensive coordinator recognizes that and acts accordingly.
All right, Clem. I think they've been run first the last couple of years out of necessity because they haven't had good quarterbacks. And Mac Jones was fine, but he's a rookie. You're not going to put the thing on his shoulder. And Cam Newton, again, threw the football like a can of paint. So I'd like to think, I mean, when they had a good quarterback, they were a passing team. I mean, for the most part, once you got into the second half of their dynasty. So I'd like to think if Mac Jones develops into an elite NFL passer, they will once again be a passing team.
Definitely.
Don't tell me that they really want to run the ball. If the teams that run the ball have crappy quarterbacks. Just look at it. It's the way that works.
Look what happened with Tennessee.
I mean, so, like, don't tell me that Mac Jones is going to develop into some sort of elite guy and they're going to hand off play action. You don't do that in that league.
No, the goal is to get him to a point where he can carry the offense. And again, I say carry it, not all the time, but at least a good chunk of the time, certainly when they need him to.
For them to be for you to be a really good team in the league, you have to be a pass-first offense. That's just period. You have to be a pass-first offense. That doesn't mean your running game has to suck or you never have to run it or that even that you might not be 51-49 run-pass balance, whatever. But your bread and butter, you have to be an elite passing team or you're pretty much porked, I think. Here comes Big Jim Murray with an update. We're right back with more.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The most popular afternoon radio show in Boston.
Back in your face, suck it!
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, right back to your phones. We did a little Celtics earlier. Break up the Brady stuff. Aaron in New York has been waiting on that. Go ahead, Aaron, what do you got?
I want to shine a light on what I think is one of the worst trades in Celtics history, one that doesn't get a lot of publicity and Ainge doesn't seem to get a lot of flack for, and that is...
I know where you're going.
Ainge traded Terry Rozier in 2019 for Kemba Walker and took on $100 million. Terry Rozier has blossomed into a true NBA superstar. Walker was awful for the Celtics, and now he's essentially out of the league. And I just don't understand why when people think of Ainge, they think of the Brooklyn trade. Well, that trade was equally as bad as the Brooklyn trade was good. And I just wanted to shine a light on that. After watching these games against Charlotte, Rozier absolutely torches these guys.
Hey, what do you think, Mass?
So I don't know that I would go so far as to call Rozier, you know, a legit NBA superstar, or whatever phrase he used at the beginning or term he used at the beginning. He's a good player. And again, he's not necessarily what they need. He's not a pass-first point guard kind of player.
How do you think his personality would have mixed with Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, and that group?
It wasn't volatile. Good. Yeah, this is why. The second guess on Rozier is not trading him the year prior when he was an insurance policy to Kyrie Irving. He was becoming a problem in that locker room. That's the second guess on Terry Rozier.
But you know what Rozier has shot from three-point land in the 3 years he's been in Charlotte? 39%.
He can play. Like, you know, he thought he was more than they were giving him here. and could be that frontline kind of player. And he was right.
Yeah.
He's right.
I mean, again, if you were to look at it and say, you know, offensively, Marcus Smart doesn't even hold a candle.
No way. No way.
Not even close. And Rozier defensively is pesky. He's not as thick as Smart. He can't guard small forwards and things like that. But I think he's a better player.
But against you, he's a killer.
He is.
You know, he's got
an axe to grind.
He's got the ass. He's got the ass for you, or the axe to grind against you. But that's when that's sort of an NBA thing. That's kind of when you know.
But the caller's right. When you have an asset like that and you end up getting Kemba Walker, you then have to cut loose Al Horford.
It was more like a sign and trade. When that they signed Kemba Walker as a free agent replacement, and Rozier went as part of a sign and trade subsequently.
Yeah.
That wasn't a straight trade.
No. It wasn't a straight trade.
Like that. It was one of those machinations, wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. But
it was treated as an upgrade. It wasn't.
Right.
That's right.
In fact, it was a downgrade.
No, I liked Kemba Walker. I thought it was the right thing to do.
It turned out Maz was right on that one.
Correct, as is usually the case.
Not usually, but every once in a while.
Maz is right. I'm wrong. Jim in Marblehead. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, Felger, I don't know why it's so hard to figure out why Brady's not with the Patriots. His persona was evolving into one that Bill thought wasn't conducive to a team dynamic, and he had an organ grinder that was telling fat guys that are paid millions of dollars to be fat to eat lettuce. That's why Brady's not here.
Well, I mean, no, you're wrong.
No, he just thought that his methods undermined the team's methods. I don't think it was about diet or anything like that.
I mean, that was an issue with the guys, but the contract is where it started. I don't know why you keep going to that. If after the 2017, 18, and 19 seasons, Brady asked for the Drew Brees contract and was shot down every time. So, yes, they had a beef over the TB12 method and Alex Guerrero. That was in there. But if it was such a at least from Brady's standpoint, if that was a deal breaker, why did he keep asking for contracts? It was about the contract. It was about the commitment. And all that other crap, yes, it was in there, but it all would have been smoothed over and dealt with if the contract was in place. And it wasn't. That's where it began and ended. Don't overthink it.
And see, this is why I think that in retrospect, they look worse, not better, is because the contract, they offered him $14 million the final year. $14 million. They didn't think he was going to be worth the money over the final couple of years, and he was.
And you know who they gave the money to?
Joe Tooney.
Tooney. They franchised him. Look at the timing. Bedard has talked about this a lot. Brady went over to Kraft's house on, I can't remember the date. Let's just make it up. March 1st. To tell him he wasn't returning. The morning of March 2nd, or maybe even the night of March 1st, is when they applied the franchise tag to Joe Tooney. Again, I'm just making those dates up for effect. But it was something like that. They franchised Tooney after they heard from Brady. They had the money for Brady. They were saving it for him. And when he left, they gave it to the guard. Like, that deserves a little bit of time. You know, for what was going to be a lost season, you were sitting there with your Schmenzer in your hand at quarterback. So you had nothing. You knew you were going to be saving money, or you wanted to save money. The pandemic had already started. It's like, and yet you give Joe Tooney $15 million, who's a good player.
Made no sense.
But you gave the guard $15 million guaranteed. And then don't get me started on the Stephon Gilmore thing. You advanced him $7 million in the year you sucked. And then when you needed him this last year, you didn't want to give him any more money. Yeah, that ass backwards.
Yeah, and they paid Tooney $15 million when they were paying the other guy $10 million.
So if you were in cap jail, which of course you weren't, it's a lie. But if you were, I would say at least some of that's self-inflicted. Don't give the guard $15 million for 1 year and then lose him for nothing the next. And don't advance the corner $7 million when you're going to suck. I don't know. That's $21 million right there if my math is okay.
No, you got it right. And they had $25 million committed to two guards on a team that sucked.
Jesus.
It made no sense at all. So, look, all I'm getting at, and if they had known Brady was going to play that well,
They would never have done it.
They would have given him the 2 years and $50 million.
Of course they would have.
They would have given it to him if they knew that. They didn't think he was going to play that well.
The base of it was that. That was the base of it. Tony in Ohio. Go ahead, Tony.
Yes, love your show. Thanks for taking my call. To answer your question, I believe the Patriots are going to be better off with Mac Jones because out of all the quarterbacks, I believe he's going to have the best career. But I think he needs that big-time number one receiver. So I was wondering, do you think they're going to go get a free agent and who's out there? Or do you think they're going to take the 21st pick?
Well, who's out there? I'll just stop you, Tony. And okay, so would you rather them go sign a big free agent or draft a receiver with 21 overall in the first round?
Go get a free agent.
Yeah, me too. I lean that way.
Or trade for Calvin Ridley.
So again, and you say a big free agent, like, you know, I'd have to take my pick carefully. I don't know that Davante Adams is going to be the greatest fit for Mac Jones, like, you know, but would I rather have a free agent, a good free agent? Yes. I think their chances of hitting on a receiver, not like I've given up. I've given up on their ability to draft a receiver.
That position at free agency is stacked.
Davante Adams, Chris Godwin, Allen Robinson. Never mind. Odell Beckham was actually down the list. So I'm forgetting who's in between those three. But like the top two are Davante Adams and Chris Godwin.
Yeah. So look, take the injury out. I'd rather have Godwin.
Right. Godwin would be a good
fit. Godwin would be perfect for them.
Okay. So
perfect.
Based on average annual salary, here are the highest paid receivers in the league. DeAndre Hopkins, average annual value is $27.2 million per year. Julio Jones is at 22. Keenan Allen's at 20. Amari Cooper's at 20. Michael Thomas with the Saints, who I would take over all those guys, provided his head's screwed on straight, which is a big F.
Hopkins is worth that.
Thomas is 19.2. Tyreek Hill is at $18 million. Kenny Golladay is at $18 million. How's that working out? Allen Robinson is just coming off a contract that paid him $18 million a year. So for Davante Adams, let's just say it's 6 years, $150 million. He's going to be $25 million
in a year. In that range, yeah.
Okay. Patriots going to do that?
No.
Nope.
Which is why Godwin's more likely anyway, because coming off a knee injury, they'd be able to stack it with incentives or figure something out. And I'm not even sure they'd pay him, frankly. But this is why I say, tell me what the whole list is, and I'll pick a guy that works for them.
They'll get ready for the return of Braxton Berrios.
Yeah. So, and I don't know if maybe it'll be him, but the point is, draft, first round.
You're out.
They get a better chance of finding the receiver by picking their nose.
Long commercial free segment comes your way next. Oh. Guess who's headed back to LA? Guess who's headed back to the Super Bowl, I should say. Us.
We are.
Us. Full week starting Monday at the LA Convention Center. I'm making up that name.
No,
I don't know
what it is. LA Convention Center.
The LA Convention Center in downtown LA. There is a downtown. You wouldn't really know it, but there is. And that's where we're at. That's where the basketball, right next to the basketball arena. Where I think on Super Tuesday, Felger and Maz will start off, kick off Super Tuesday with Giannis at the Lakers. Bucks Lakers Tuesday night in L.A.
How's that for timing?
Mm.
You imagine Murray in L.A., walking the streets of L.A., Murray? He might not come back.
So we're looking forward to it. You know, it's going to be interesting because not many people are going to be there. The teams don't get there till Thursday. So it's really just going to be us in a mostly empty convention center. Which I'm really looking forward to.
Well, no, that'll be good, actually.
Perfect.
Yeah. I hope they have concession stands open, though, because I'll be hungry.
We've started to book some guests. I don't know if we're going to be talking to them live or how so. But, you know, us, usually we're not guest-centric. But we're starting to compile it. But either way, looking forward to our trip to Los Angeles.
It'll be fun.
And have we started? Have we gotten like our buddies, like Colin Coward or Mad Dog? Have we started with any of this?
We're working on it.
Okay. Mad Dog's the key. Is he there?
I don't know yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen...
I'm working on Greenberg for you.
I can take the...
How about that for facilitation?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, that'll just be guys passing the baton back and forth.
Ground zero for non-opinion-making facilitation. It'll be like a tennis match. Yeah. What do you think? No, what do you think? Your thoughts. No, your thoughts.
I'll get working on Mad Dog.
Got to get Mad Dog. All right. Well, so anyway, that's just teaser. Felger Maz come to you live from Los Angeles in Super Bowl 56 starting on Monday. Our long commercial-free segment is...
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
What do you want to talk about?
Mike in Framingham, what?
Felger and Mass.
Hey, I love your show. I don't agree with anything you guys ever say, though.
More Felger and Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
We all know how great Brady is. We all know how great Belichick is. Belichick is not a warm, fuzzy character. I like Belichick, but, you know, Belichick doesn't care about his Q rating. Belichick doesn't go out of his way to take care of the sport, per se. I guess I'd have to put my money on Brady and Belichick over Goff and McVay. Belichick is phenomenal. I could make an argument, if you wanted me to, for Lombardi over Belichick. But if you want to put Belichick right there in the mix, I think the Browns hurts Belichick a little bit.
It hurts Belichick. There's no way around it. It hurts Belichick. Now, it's a team thing and a Belichick thing. You know, Belichick's not Lombardi, all right? What Belichick did was wrong. From a legacy perspective, a lot of people think Belichick's Lombardi. I'll buy that. If you lose this game Sunday, I don't want to hear about Lombardi, because he's not. Lombardi wouldn't have lost this game, not two in a row to the same team. We know that Belichick's going to the Hall of Fame. We know Belichick's a Hall of Fame coach. Nobody's denying that. If Belichick loses to Manning and Coughlin again, where would I put Coughlin? For Brady and Belichick to have to win, and Coughlin outworks Belichick.
I don't look at it that way, and I'm not from Boston. So, to me, Belichick's still an all-time great. I think it serves Belichick right. Listen, Belichick's a great coach. He coached me anytime he wants. Was he 74-1 Belichick in New England with a lead? Belichick's a great coach.
Belichick.
I would say Belichick. Belichick's going to the Hall of Fame. Brady, Belichick. You trust Belichick? Respects Belichick? Forget Belichick. They're due to lose a game. I mean, you know, even the great Belichicks, you know, sometimes you lose a game.
Brady or Jordan?
You know, Brady's got Belichick. Now, again, he's also won six. Brady's got a chance to do that here. He's really mad at Belichick because Belichick has told John Mara the judge was the guy. McDaniels is really mad at Belichick because Belichick, who loves the Giants, Belichick's going to win without Brady. And Brady can win without Belichick for a year, too. I'm not disputing that. Belichick. I would say Belichick. Belichick's going to the Hall of Fame.
Fact is, we're flying out to L.A. just to talk to Chris Mad Dog Russo and get him to say Belichick a couple times. That's all we want.
And he'll obviously have things to say with everything going on.
Oh, definitely.
What's he doing with all that social media crap? He went viral the last couple of days because he lost his mind that Leonardo DiCaprio was at the NFC Championship game, apparently. And he kept calling him Leonard DiCaprio. Hey, there's not enough Ram fans out there? Leonard DiCaprio? What's he doing at this game? This is great.
All right. So talk to you from L.A. on Monday. We've got more to come here. And tomorrow, we continue with your phone calls. Jack in Scituate. What do you think, Jack?
Hi, Michael. I just want to push back on the narrative that's out there that Tom wanted to hold off on this news until after the Super Bowl so he's not a distraction. I think, and I'll take one of Maz's terms here, I think that is asinine. I think you could make an argument for the man in the arena stuff, but he loves this attention, and we haven't heard one peep about Matt Stafford, who is literally on the verge of cementing a Hall of Fame career next Sunday.
So I don't think it had anything to do with it. I think it had to do with the bonus he was due tomorrow, and he had to let the Buccaneers know this week, or else he would have had to repay a bonus, or, you know, there was some clunkiness there with the roster bonus that was due tomorrow. And so the decision was going to come this week. And why Monday versus Friday? I don't know, but I just think it was based on that as the timing.
Yeah, to me, it had everything to do with that contract. And is Matthew Stafford a Hall of Famer?
He will be.
Will he?
Yep.
If he wins, I bet he will be, yeah.
Okay, what if he doesn't?
If Philip Rivers is going to go in, Matt Stafford's going to go in.
Philip Rivers had a better career than this bum. Mm-hmm. This guy's been a loser his whole life.
A lot of that's the Lions, though. He's now showing you, if he was on a better team, he probably would have got this far before.
Is he? Is he showing us that? I need to see it first. I'm not buying that.
Dan in Salem, New Hampshire. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, guys. Just curious when I think Bill Belichick or actually brought Robert Kraft finally has his last hurrah, or when he's at his wit's end. We need to watch. There's a stink in Patriots Nation right now, and I think that it'd be
it would behoove Robert Kraft to just let everybody go and just start fresh, just like how when he bought the team. That's my opinion.
Okay. Goodbye. So, I mean, what's the stink? The back and forth with Belichick and Brady? That's just residual crap between the two and all of that, which we'll get back into the final hour. But what's the stink? I mean, I don't know. What, you want to start over with a whole new coach? Because what? Bill, what stink are you talking about? Can you fill the blanks for me with the guy?
Yeah, look, the little spinning match that took place this week, this will be over soon. I mean, if it's not already, we'll carry on with it for a little while, as we always do. But from their standpoint, it's not going to at all interfere in anything they do.
They basically chose Bill over Brady a couple of years ago, and they're going to see it through unless they really suck. And they don't really suck. They just kind of suck. Devin and Lynn. Go ahead, Devin.
As much as Bill and Brady have been kind of exchanging petty shots back and forth, I'm convinced that his relationship with Bill right now is better than his relationship with Kraft. You know, Bill writes this letter about Brady's retirement, and Brady reposts it, thanks Bill, calls him the greatest coach of all time. Kraft writes a letter, and all he does is thank Patriot Nation, doesn't talk about Kraft.
Agreed.
I mean, throughout his whole entire retirement post, doesn't once mention the Patriot organization name. That's definitely, do you think Bill gives two poops about him mentioning the Patriot name? That's all an aim at Kraft. And I think he thought, you know, it's easier to forgive somebody who you knew would betray you versus somebody who you thought never would. And he thought Kraft would step in at some point. Now he's learning about how he never wanted to spend money on the cap and all these other things. And he goes out of his way to thank the Glazers for spending all the money and taking anybody he wanted.
So, Devin, I agree 100% that I don't even think Bill really took a shot at him. I'll at 5 o'clock, I'll reset what I think was behind Bill's unusual tribute to Brady last night. I don't think it was necessarily a shot. I don't think he was taking shots at Brady. I think he was doing something else, and I'll tell you what that is coming up in a minute. But Brady did repost it and did say greatest coach of all time. He didn't do that with Kraft in his statement. The caller's right, and he only thanked Patriots Nation, not the organization. And as we're, you know, reading, I don't even think you have to read into that. I think Brady means what he says and says what he means, and that was intentional.
I mean, we talked about this the other day a little bit. I think he feels like Kraft, you know, what's the right
word? Hung him out to dry.
Yeah, but more than Belichick did.
Yeah.
Like, I think he looks at Bill and says, well, Bill was always that way.
Yeah, he always had a business-like relationship with Bill that got icy, but it was always business-like with Robert. Again, Robert called him his fifth son or whatever the hell it was.
Well, no, I mean, Brady knows Bill's an a-hole and Bill's going to push him out at the end because he pushes out every old player at the end, and that was going to happen. You, Robert, were supposed to have my back against that.
Exactly.
And he didn't.
Yep, he feels like Robert turned on him more than Bill did. And the other thing is, on the day the Bucs came back here, remember Kraft was on the field waiting for him with a camera.
Do you remember how pathetic that was? We were broadcasting there at the time, and we're sitting there watching Robert, you know, who sticks out like a thumb with the white hair, just standing there at midfield with the camera crew with his thumb in his keister, waiting for Brady, and he never shows.
With a camera.
Yeah, yeah.
Bill went over there after the game and walked in without, you know, any real sort of crowd or entourage. Okay, so like one visit was much more genuine than the other one was. One was about the TV camera. The other was like, no, I'm going in to talk to the guy. So like in that respect, I give Bill credit.
All right, I'll tell you what Bill was up to with his statement, his tribute to Tom Brady last night. After Big Jim Murray gets you updated, 90 seconds, no commercials, don't go anywhere.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
In
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
A shot and more. Bill just trying to grab some credit for Brady's career, which Bill has done.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at thebestford.com.
Go to www.bestford.com/special event disclosures for full details.